Nothing ruins a relationship faster than the inability to resolve conflicts in a healthy way.
Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Cream Cat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self.
Hello, guys. Good day. It's such a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. I'm very excited to be back in your ears. I hope you're doing well. I hope life is going good. If you're in Nigeria, how are you doing? If you're outside, how are you doing? And I know for those who are in Nigeria, they're going to be like, what's going on? But hey, I just want to bring you a lot of love, a lot of light, and a lot of encouragement. Your life doesn't always have to go the way everything around you is going. One of the things I've learned in this season, and I'm learning every day, is the fact that what is going on inside of you is way more powerful, way more decisive, way more propelling than whatever is happening outside of you. So things can be happening outside of you that are chaotic, that are, they don't look good, they don't look like, oh, this thing is gonna end well. But then if you are able to resolve within yourself about the kind of path you want to have, about the kind of life you want to have, about the kind of direction you're going to have, then you can still alter your outcomes. And hey, don't be so perturbed by the economic uphill or downhill of things that you now start to plan your life according to how things are going. You want to be more prudent, of course, you want to be wise, but you also want to still have faith and still believe, you know, that great things are set concerning you and great things are ahead of you. So be encouraged and smile. Yeah, welcome back to another episode. I will be starting a conflict resolution series. I'm so happy. I think it's really important. I think it's needed. See, this conversation has to be had because oftentimes we feel like, oh, we know how to fix stuff. And when stuff happens, we just learn that you don't know how to fix nothing, right? You don't know how to fix nothing. So conflict resolution is so important because conflict will always come. I mean, imagine how often, if you have siblings, imagine how often you kind of clashed with your siblings, kind of had altercations where you were just like, no, this is not working, this is not working, this is this, and you probably had a fight. And these are siblings who you were raised by the same parents, who you probably went to the same schools with. You probably had almost the same kind of environment that conditioned you for life, and then you still have conflicts with them. How much more someone you're going to a relationship with that you never had any common grounds with, you didn't have the same backgrounds and all of that. How much more of them? Of course there's going to be conflict. Of course there's going to be areas where you don't really agree with each other, and that is why you must learn actively how to resolve conflict in your relationship. I never think it's too much to go and really understand yourself, learn more about yourself, and even so you can understand what you're bringing to the table and how your partner can be a better partner to you and how you can be a better partner to them. So conflict resolution is so important. I think everybody needs to learn it. Even if you're not even taking it to a relationship, you need to learn it because it's going to radically shape the kind of relationships you have and just propel it forward or not. So starting off, I think I'm going to be doing a lot of borrowing from my book. So I wrote a book on resolving conflicts, what to do with conflict. If you've never read it, I think you should. It's on Seller, and I'm going to link it in the details of the podcast, but you should. I think it's a very instructive book. I remember someone sending me a message and saying they were almost at wit's end in their relationship. They were just done with the back-to-back fighting, and then she went ahead to read the book and it radically impacted, like it shifted her mind and just really pulled her back into her senses, and which was a move that saved her relationship. And I think that's really powerful, right? That's really powerful. Those are the kind of stories I wrote the book for, and I just am grateful that it really did bless, and I know it will, you know, bless you if you're dealing with, you know, what are some of the things that we're talking about. You want to go and get the book. So in this conversation today, I just want to bring up a new something I don't think I've really talked about when it comes to conflict, and it is conflict styles. So psychologists have a lot of names that they call it. You find them, some people see the 4 C's, some people call it the 5 types of conflict management styles. You know, how you can manage conflict, it's different for different people. Different types, right? Some people say accommodating. Those are the people that never really say anything, they never really show that they are not happy. You know, when something happens, you just accommodate it to make the other person happy and just to appease the other person, right? Then there is the compromising. So people that would always, you know, compromise so that there's peace. It's like a lose-lose situation. Nobody gets what they really want, so that we can just move forward. While there is the collaboration, where people are ready to, you know, sit down, take time, everybody bring what they want to the table, let's just iron it out and all of that, slow and steady, and eventually it gets to be a win-win situation, which is quite healthy. But then it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience, and not many people are ready to collaborate when it comes to resolving conflict, right? Then there is the people who are literally competing, you know, and it's just like my way or the highway. It's either this way or it's not gonna get resolved. It's not always the best way to handle conflict. Oftentimes it is self-centered, oftentimes it does not produce the highest results. And it can be, there can be pros, right? But then there can be a lot more cons as regards handling conflicts that way. Then there's also the avoidance, the people who don't want to confront, they are not confrontational. I'm one of those people. I would rather avoid something and literally remove myself out of the context. In fact, you know, some of those people would rather just exit a relationship than confront a situation, which is not healthy. It is not healthy. You always have to sit up and deal with conflicts, because you would end up losing bigger things. What do we call it? It's a bigger loss. That's the way I'm going to put it. You're losing a relationship to a conflict. I mean, it's a definitely bigger loss. So you want to actually learn, if you're of that kind of conflict management style, you want to learn how to approach situations, how to confront them head on and not avoid them, you know, because you don't want to, you don't want to really topple waters. Like, it's for me, it was so bad, I had to learn how to even bring up issues with staff, I mean people who work for me or work for my family, and to be able to confront them and say, hey, you're messing up, you're doing something badly and this is wrong, and just really call them out. I just found it very difficult. So and so if I ever confronted someone, know that it took a whole lot. It took me meditating, thinking about it, you know, watching some videos, probably listening to something, going online, reading stuff, to kind of prepare myself mentally to confront situations, which I think is not so healthy. I'm growing, I'm getting better. Come on, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. At least I'm speaking up for myself. When you do something I really do not like, you offer a service I really do not like, I no longer keep quiet as I usually would in the past. I would often tell you that, see, I don't like what you did, and I think what you did is nonsense. But so there are different ways that people approach conflicts. While some people are, you know, they're ready to die on that hill, they're going to fight, they're more outspoken and all of that. I think understanding how you are most likely going to deal with conflict is very important, so that you can understand how you would manage your relationships, and so that your partner doesn't feel like, oh, you know, they are lost in how you guys can move forward with conflict. Because when you avoid stuff, sometimes your partner might not even know that he offended you, and you might keep it, and you just keep piling it up, and one day it blows off and they're just like, where's all that coming from? And they didn't realize that you've been avoiding stuff. Then you can be competitive, and then you always want to have your way, and then you realize that there's never peace, it's always chaos, because you're always trying to fight to get your way. I think one of the things that we need to do is actually sit and understand how we resolve conflict. And one of the best ways to understand your own personal style, I'm going to attach a quiz I think will be helpful, and if you take it, it's going to kind of help you see how you approach conflict as a person, so that you can understand what you should do better and the kind of areas you should strengthen in your conflict management style. Yeah, so that would be all for this episode. I hope you really learned something, and I hope you're going to put it to test or put it to use. Share with your partner, share with your friends, so that they can also, you know, go on that active journey of learning how to manage conflict, and so they can do better in their own personal lives and then in the context of your relationship. This is me leaving you with love and light. So much love in my heart for you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for constantly being supportive and for sharing and for rating and for leaving reviews. It means so much to me. So I'm going to leave a question on Spotify as usual. How do you resolve conflict? What is your conflict resolution style? I'm looking forward to hearing from you. See you next week on the next episode. Bye for now.